Do you have any wisdom at this age that would help someone else maybe go through something easier or deal with their life better?
It's only to say that it matters what you do. And if you asked me, do I have regrets? I don't have regrets in any major decision sense. But even now, I know that there's more to do and that so much of the time I protect myself from doing what I could. And I would want people to know that it matters what you do and what you don't do.
And specifically, what have you been involved with that you think is a contribution?
One never knows how to evaluate yourself, of course. But the things that have been most satisfying to me and where I felt I belonged the best have been, I was on the Green Bay School Board for quite a long time, a period when our sons were in school, and then I went back later on because I think that matters so much. I had a period of time when one of the few paying jobs that I've had, I worked part-time in the 80s at the Sexual Assault Center in Green Bay. I learned an awful lot. I don't think I was all that good at that job, but it was very, very educational, very important in my understanding of parts of life. In the last few years, and for a few more, I'm privileged to be a member of the Board of Regents for the university system. You were asking about advice, and of course, who are we to give advice? But it matters what you do. It matters how you live. It matters who you live for. And it's not for ourselves, although inevitably we do. John, the words John has written here are midlife crisis. When I was, it was about in late 80s and then early 90s, I was restless, and I've always been involved in church, although my theology is a wandering reality. But I became very interested in theology, and so I went to seminary. And from 1989 to 1991, and I left home every week and the other things that I had been doing, and left John for at least during the week, which was a real switch, because earlier in our married life, he'd been gone a lot. And I went to Evanston, Illinois, to seminary, and got a master's degree in theology.
How old were you at that point?
Well, I was in early 50s. And did that not because I was looking for employment after that, but I just really wanted that dimension of education. And I enjoyed it very, very much. It has given me some dimensions that I value highly. It doesn't make me any more a believer in the traditional sense, but I do am very interested in the part religion plays in our society as well as all societies, and the kinds of values that John talked about, reflecting his grandfather and his parents. So that's what John means when he talks about my midlife crisis. He said I could have lived it out in worse ways, which I appreciate.
Do you remember the process for coming to the conclusion that that's what you wanted to do? Was that a difficult decision?
Well, it was It was difficult. I was there was a pastor at our church at the time who I found very interesting, and I started reading some things out of my discussions with him. And then when we talked together, we'll talk about our Beloit experience in a church, and so we had. There were reasons why this became, that I became focused on this. It seemed to me that an awful lot of church was mindless, and that there had to be a richer tradition than I knew was there just from church experience. And I found that to be true. Of course, I was a history major in my college life, so that I just loved the Bible history, where the Bible came from, what we know and what we don't know about what was written, why it was written, when it was written, all of those kinds of things. So that was really exciting, and I enjoyed being part of that community for a couple of years. That was, and since then, I've recently gone off the board of directors, of trustees at that institution. I enjoyed that too.
Summing it all up, how do you feel about your life to this point?
I feel very lucky, very, very fortunate. I've had many opportunities. I've had wonderful support. I have my own family of origin, and John and I have been blessed with the life we have together. We have wonderful children and grandchildren, and there's lots of wonder out there. It's a great blessing.
This is the end of this oral history CD.